Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, What is the New First Home Owners Choice Scheme in New South Wales, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, the 18th of January, 2023.
We're getting in every single class, in every single conversation that we're having, we talk about how's the market in your area, what's happening for you, what's happening in your agency. And a lot of what people are talking about are all these new home purchasing programs. So, some of them are for first homeowners, some of them are for other groups, but government incentives or government assisted programs along that path. Now, we've decided that we'll look at each one of these programs in turn. And yes, we'll have newsletters on it. And Friday's newsletter is about the first one that the majority of people want to look at, which is the First Homeowners Choice Program. Okay, so that's different again from, First Homeowners Grant or First Homeowners. This one, it's a new scheme that's been introduced to assist first home buyers in obviously purchasing their first home. It provides a choice for purchasers that hasn't been previously available. In terms of stamp duty or transfer duty, as it's now referred to. I think, for years to come, we'll still all refer to it as stamp duty because that's what we've kind of grown up with. But transfer duty, concessions or even exemptions. So the scheme allows for first home buyer to opt in to this scheme. So they actually have to choose to opt in, and then that's what they do with their legal practitioner, is opt in when purchasing their first property for properties up to $1.5 million. So they have the ability to choose to pay an annual property tax instead of the traditional transfer duty. So there's, as I said, there are other programs for government assistance in purchasing properties, and we'll talk about those in weeks to come and obviously have newsletters and information on our website about it. But this First Homeowners Choice Scheme, it applies to contracts that are dated after the 16th of January, so we're now in that period, where buyers have the opportunity to choose or opt in, as they're referring to it, into the scheme. And it means that a person who's purchased a property already it doesn't mean that people who've already purchased are totally out. But it means, and we'll talk about that in a while, because if they've purchased just before the end of last year, then they'll be able to make a claim to get that money back if they choose to do this program. But again, that's something that homeowners, first homeowners, would need to discuss with their legal representative. But the property being purchased has to be occupied. Same rules as always with first home buyers. Has to be occupied by at least one of the eligible purchasers as their principal place of residence for a continuous period of at least 6 months, and that occupation for that 6 months needs to start within the first 12 months after they've settled on the property. So same in terms of those first home buyer requirements about living in that property for a 6 month period. Now, for a first home buyer, there's no concessions even for a property purchased over 800,000. So it's exempt under 650, there's some reductions up to 800. So say somebody's purchasing, a first home buyer's purchasing a property for 850,000, it will attract a transfer duty of $33,340. So anybody purchasing that property at 850,000 will be liable for that transfer duty amount of the $33,340. Straightforward. Okay, the alternative now for first home buyers is to access this First Home Owners Choice Program, and it's a property tax assessed on the land value. Remember that point, it's assessed on the land value, which is generally not going to be the same figure as the property's been purchased for. So, because it doesn't actually include the actual property, just the land value. So this land tax will be assessed on a yearly basis. So let's stay with the example of the property being purchased for $850,000. So, and it has a land value that's been assessed in the previous year for $429,000. So the tax for that first year under the First Homeowners Choice option would be $1,687. And yes, I'm not that good at maths. I have the figures just on a note here in front of me. So, we have calculated those. It's calculated at $400 plus 0.3% of the land value. So that land value of $429,000. So just we got to keep remembering that it's based on land value. You purchase a first homeowner purchase a strata lot, so an apartment. Then that land value is probably going to be quite low. So that land tax is going to be, not a huge amount. So, that $850,000 purchase turns into a $1,687 land tax for that first year. Now, over 30 years, and I'm not calculating any indexing which would occur, that amount would equate to $36,985. Now, we've done that on 30 years because, somebody might have entered into a mortgage for 30 years, and if they're staying in that property for 30 years, then that's how much they would pay. Now, that's $3,600-ish more than they would have paid if they'd paid up front. And let's say that, and it hasn't been indexed, so it would be more than that. So if you're staying in the property forever, then, you're probably going to end up paying that. Yes, is there a cap on the years? Yeah, 70 years. So, probably not going to stay there for 70 years. Who knows? But if you only own the property for 10 years as that first home buyer, the amount of tax would be, the $16,870. So it's significantly less than that $33,000 initial upfront transfer duty that you would actually pay. So in some circumstances, the purchaser may end up paying more through that land tax option than they would if they paid the actual transfer duty up front. And in other circumstances where they're only looking at holding the property for a smaller number of years, the purchaser will pay significantly less than they would have had paid in transfer duty. Now, of course, it is not your job as an agent to provide advice about this. Certainly tell any first home buyer to talk to their legal representative about, whether they should opt in, opt out, look at all of their options, have a think about what they're doing. So again, you're not providing that advice because you're not providing financial advice, you're not providing legal advice. That is not your job. You are in the business of selling property if you are in sales and talking to first home buyers. But certainly you can be that professional agent and be the one that says, hey, have you thought about this? Make sure you get some advice about it. It may well help you. You'll be seen and perceived as the good, thorough, professional real estate agent, and that gets your clients every day of the week. So, that will be enable them to make the right decision for themselves because it's going to be a different outcome. So because each home buyer has to obviously assess their choice to participate in this scheme or not. Now, that's the bones of it. Yes, of course, the information is on all the government websites. You can read it all there. Our newsletter will go out on Friday. You'll receive that if you're on our database. If you're not, then you can have a look at it on our website. But either way, it's worth looking into if you are in sales in New South Wales. So that's what we've got on that.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.